Golden Sense getting his second consecutive victory in the Dirt Mile, and of course ridden by our good friend Rafael Bejarano, and a special moment for him last year at Santa Anita. And he joins me now here at the, well, where the turf meets the surf at Del Mar. Happy to have you on board, my friend.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and really happy to be here again.
I figured I'd take you on a little trip down memory lane with Golden Sense. Some good memories there,
oh,
huh?
Oh, man, yeah, amazing memories, especially, you know, with that horse. You know, I won both 2 years in a row, you know, a Breeders' Cup. So it was really good experience, and really happy to be, you know, the jockey for that horse.
When we decided to make the trip out here, and I said, okay, I'm going to do the show from Del Mar. This is the first time I've hosted a show from Del Mar. And the one person I had to talk to was Rafael Bejarano, because of the fact that you've been the leading rider here each of the last 3 years, and you were also leading rider in 2008. So four-time leading rider here at Del Mar. Why is Del Mar so good to you?
Oh, well, you know, I would say, you know, I mean, you enjoy so much, you know, every day. Here to be here in Del Mar, you know, it looks like a vacation. You know, you have your vacation of the year, and you know, it's so much fun every day. See the people, the crowd, you know, and everything. You know, every day is a good experience, and you know, the race is so good, and the, and everything. You know, so you enjoy so much, right close to the beach, the air, and everything. You know.
Trainer Pete Miller came on the show in the first half of the program, and he told me that for him, being the leading trainer here last year, it's very special because he lives close to here, but he said he always points for this meet. Do jockeys kind of gear up for big meets like this? Do they get maybe a little bit more focused? Is that a right way to say it?
Well, definitely, you know, to win these kind of meets, you know, like Santa Anita, Del Mar, you know, big meets, big tracks, it's a really good record for you, you know, and especially, you know, you're getting a name, you know, better for the trainers, you know, give you more chance to run better horses. And, you know, it's tough, you know, because every year, you know, they come to the town, you know, new riders, and all the riders been running here for the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, they are very good talent riders. So it's very tough, the competition. And to win again, you know, in meet, over meet, you know, it's really good experience, and it's, I mean, really good challenge.
When you come back here as the leading rider, the defending champ, so to speak, do other riders look at you and say, okay, he's the one we have to beat, he's where we want to get to?
Well, definitely, you know, especially when you ride, every time you ride the best horse and the favorite horse, you know, all the riders, they're gonna looking for you to get you in trouble, or to, you know, tighten up, or to don't give you too much chance to win, you know. So the best you can do is, you know, put whatever, feel comfortable the horse, and find the right spot in the race, and to have a good trip, you know. And after that, you know, it's I mean, you know, it's, you know, about your talent and about the horse talent, you know, how they can make you win the race.
Is it more difficult, Rafael, to get to the top or to stay on top when you're there?
It's difficult to, I mean, it's easy if you go to the top. The most difficult is to stay in the top, because if you're on the top, all the riders are going to looking for you, and the business is going to be tough, because every rider, you know, they're going to get your business, and, you know, it's a lot of competition. You know, every day is competition, so the worst thing you can have is to have an accident, you know, or they can stop you a little bit, you know. So, thanks God, you know, in the last few years, I mean, I have a few accidents, but thanks God, you know, I was really, had the lucky to recover back, and, you know, and the trainers are still trusting me, and they still give you a lot of, you know, opportunities to still have a confidence, you know?
Yeah, you've had your fair share of accidents and layoffs, so to speak, because you had to rehab from those accidents. Every jockey tends to. But when you're riding at a top level like you are, and then you get hurt, what's that motivating factor to get back to the races?
Well, the motivating to me is, you know, like after the fourth or second week, you know, to be injured, I mean, it's something that you needed, you know, and you want to be on the top of the horse. And especially if you love what you do, you know, you enjoy it so much, so you want to be on the top again, you know, of the horses. So
does that make you work harder?
Yeah, they make it work harder to recover it, and to do a lot of, try to combat, and do a lot of exercise and try to be healthy again to, bring it to the races,
What does it mean for a jockey to be a leading rider at any race meet?
Well, it means a lot for me, especially to be here the last 12 years in the United States. It's a very good opportunity, and it was the dream for me to be here, and now I'm a citizen finally, and I love to live here, feel part of the United States now, and it's so much fun, and so much, it's a dream every time I win a title or something, it's really good,
Yeah, you grew up in Peru, attended the jockey school there, and I can remember when you first came to the United States. Was it Dante Zanelli Sr. that actually had a role in bringing you here to the States? And you rode in Northern Kentucky and in River Downs, which is where you got your first winner, and then you just went on a tear and started dominating racing at Turfway and at River Downs and at Keeneland. Boy, that's just to see where you are today, Raphael, is incredible, and I know how much hard work you put in.
Yeah, I really appreciate all the people that have been helping me, from when I started from the beginning, I started from the bottom, and I'm really happy to say that, and it's good to dream something and you can get it, So I was always dreaming when I started here, to be a good rider, not on the top, but a good rider, at least win a few races. But then when I start working so hard, and I always have my family in mind, and I always have my dreams, So it keeps me work hard and keeps me, get better every time, So it was really good, and I have a lot of good experience and memories, Every track I go in, I have a really good memories, and I enjoy so much, especially the horses, the trainers, and the fans, and the races, especially. So it was really good,
How important was it for you to become a U.S. citizen? What did that mean to you?
Well, because especially, you're never gonna have problems anymore to coming back, going to your country and coming back, and people, they can see you different, and to be citizen, I mean, you're part of the United States now, so it's really good to be a citizen
I
here.
think I read where when you first went to the races with your dad in Peru, you actually went there kind of on accident, right?
Yeah, well, it's a very good experience. I would say that, I always say, I think God chose me to be a jockey. I don't choose to be a jockey. I think God chose me to be a jockey since for the first time I came to the track. I was, when my first time I come out of the track, I saw the racetrack, and I thought I was a soccer player, a stadium for a soccer player. So I love soccer. I used to play a lot when I was a little kid, and my dad too. So we never get into that place. So it was on Sunday, I remember, in Peru, and I was crossing from right in front of the racetrack, and we never before that we never see races, we never see a horse, and we never
Even
get
your dad?
no, not even my dad. So we don't nothing about business. Racing horses or something like
Yeah.
that. So I told my dad, I said, "Hey, Dad, look at that. I want to go to see a soccer. It looks like, because we saw a lot of people, they get into the racetrack. I said, maybe, there was a good team coming out of the place, out of the town. Maybe they came to play today. So you want to see it? I said, oh, yeah, let's go to see it. So we pay, get in, we don't even ask, we just pay, get in. And when we come to the track, we're looking for the race. I mean, we're looking for the stadium, I mean the and then we don't see anything. We just saw, a racetrack, and people start betting, and we saw the
Wow.
horses coming to the paddock, and we was like, what is this? We never see this before, and then we start the jockeys coming out to the paddock with the white pants and with the helmets and jumping on the horses. Where are they going now? So we start to digging and asking, asking to other people around there.
And you were hooked.
Yeah. And then one of the fans, they say, "Hey, are you a rider too?" Because I was so little. And you know, I'm look like a writer too, you know. So he said, "No, no, what is that?" It's, well, they, you know, those guys, you know, they jump on the horses and they're doing a competition. I said, "No, but you know, it looks pretty fun to do that, you know." I said, "Yeah, you know, I mean, you look really good, you know, you look like a rider, you know, like you should go to the jockey school and start riding horses." And I thought it's gonna be easy, you know. So my dad started joking with me and said, "Yeah, you should do that, Rafael. Come on, man. You know, we should dig in and see what we can do." So okay, I do it. So I was in part of my vacation too. I have it like 2-3 months for vacation for out of the school, and I was to graduate to be in a university. So I have like 3 months off. So I decided to say, "Oh, like okay, let's go," you know. So I'm gonna start to go every day to the races, to the racetrack, and start to asking how I can do to be a jockey.
And that's where it all started.
And that's
where
I started. Yeah, I said, "Oh man, you know." But my first time when I'm getting on the top of the horse, I was just, you know, the horse was just walking, and when I was in the top of the horse, I was like so scared and fall out right away. And I was like, "No, this is not for me. I don't think this is for me."
Unbelievable
yeah,
story.
Yeah, that was a good story.
Yeah, it's a great story, and I wish we had time to hear more. We're up mm-hmm. against the end of the show, Rafael, but I appreciate you being here and you know, to see where you are today. Just absolutely incredible, my friend. Thank you for everything. Thanks for being here, and good luck. Let's go get 4 in a row.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.